her words telling him to keep going. She had the pen in her hand and she twirled it once absently. He tipped his forehead toward it. "Incidentally, I'm astonishingly good at picking up pens that beautiful women drop outside our fine city's government buildings." Her lips twitched. Red. Cherry red and full. He wanted to know what they tasted like, how they felt, what she liked to do with them. She brought the pen to her lips, danced it between them, raised her eyebrows in an invitation, and then let it drop. It clattered to the sidewalk. "Is that so?" The pen was like a promise, of something more, of flirting and then flirting back, of phone numbers to follow and then some. Oh yeah, so much and then some. "That is so," he said in a firm voice, bending down to pick up the writing implement, just as Sinatra's "Fly Me to the Moon" crooned from her phone. He rose, and she was tapping her screen, sliding her thumb across it. "Must answer this, but thank you so much for the pen. By the way, I like your tie." She reached out to trail a finger down the silky fabric, her hand terribly close to his chest. Then she held up that finger, asking him to wait. "So good to hear from you," she said into the phone, keeping her eyes on him the whole time. "I can't wait to see you tonight at the gala at Aria," she said, arching an eyebrow at Ryan as she emphasized that last word. "It's going to be a fabulous event and will raise so much money. My only hope is there will be some gorgeous man there in a green tie who can afford a last-minute ticket." He shot her a grin, a lopsided smile that said, yes, the man in the green tie could absolutely afford a ticket. He nodded his RSVP to the gala. She waved goodbye and walked down the street. Suddenly, Ryan had plans that night. Ryan wondered if everyone he encountered today had been hired from Central Casting, because the detective was straight out of a script. If there was a dress code for police detectives, rule number one must be, "Thou shalt not tightly knot a tie." John Winston had taken that to heart and was sporting the slightly loosened look, as if he'd been tugging on his navy tie all day, frustration increasing as he questioned belligerent suspects. Then there were the other hallmarks of the job, from the striped button down with the cuffs rolled up to the paper cup of deli coffee on the desk in his office. Even the stubble seemed to have been custom ordered to fit the part of homicide detective. Funny how people could look like their jobs. Briefly, Ryan wondered if the blonde was a movie star. He wouldn't be surprised. "Thanks for coming in," Winston said, shutting the door to his office behind them. Glass windows looked out over the rest of the department and a sea of half-empty desks. Ryan wasn't sure if that meant business was good or bad in homicide. "Have a seat," the man gestured to a frayed brown office chair. "Ordinarily, I'd chat with you in a witness room, but they're all full right now." So it was a busy day here. "This works fine for me. What can I do for you?" Ryan asked as he sat down, eager to glean any details he could about the reopened investigation into his father's murder. Winston had called earlier in the week and asked him to come in. To help shed some light on the case, the detective had emphasized, "You're not the target of the investigation. This isn't about you. But you are a potential witness, so I'd like to talk to you," Winston had said on the phone. Ryan was flying solo here today. Bringing a lawyer in for routine questioning would make it look as if he had something to hide. He did have something to hide, but he didn't need an attorney by his side to keep the vault in his brain locked tight. That had been sealed for 18 years, and no crowbar would get it open, so he wasn't worried. He was, however, damn curious. He wanted to know what Winston knew about his family, about his mother in prison, about his father 6 feet under. Ryan quickly scanned the detective's desk for any clue as to who John Winston was, a family photo, pictures of the detective with his kid, maybe even some